We welcome you back to Riders Field for Game 4 of 6 this week against Corpus Christi. On the Cacique pregame show, it's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We sat down with Sebastian Walcott yesterday, the Rangers' top prospect and one of the top 10 in all of baseball, to talk about his home runs in the first two games of this series, as well as playing with Corey Seager. We continue that conversation here on the Cacique pregame show. Speaking of the day-to-day routine, that's something Corey Seager is famous for. He is so dedicated to what he does day-to-day, and you got to bat behind him in the lineup now in back-to-back games. What was it like to be here in Frisco and batting after Corey Seager?
It's definitely special. You know, you look at a potential Hall of Famer to play, and, you know, you learn a lot just by being around him. You know, everything, like, the way he goes about his business is very unique. Like, he's not like everybody else. Like, he carries himself differently. Like, he takes, like, a lot of pride in his hitting, and, you know, it shows up on the field every night when he's healthy and when he's playing. You know, unfortunately, he's here rehabbing, but, you know, you still see the greatness at the plate.
Tuesday, you guys homer in the same game, and of course, Rangers fans look at that and they say, well, we'd love to see that at the major league level one day with those two in the lineup. Is that something that you kind of manifest for your future and can picture as well?
Oh, yeah. I think the goal for me and Corey is to, like, bring multiple World Series championships back to Arlington. You know, that's the whole goal, you know. As teammates, like, we're always trying to win every game. So if we can do that and win every game, why not do it every game? So I think if we can get a win, I think that's the big thing. But, you know, just hitting behind him, just playing with him is just also fun as well.
Obviously, shortstop is your position, but you're DHing right now. And I'm curious, and maybe you can fill the fans in on where you stand in your progress of getting back to throwing the baseball and eventually getting back to the field.
I've been throwing multiple times a week. Arm's been feeling good, so hopefully be back in a few months. You know, don't have an exact timeline on that, but, you know, just God willing that everything goes smoothly so I can be back very soon.
Have you kept kind of in touch with the big league squad and watched the way that they've played this season?
Oh, yeah. We have their games on every time they play, so in the clubhouse. So we're just watching them, keeping tab, you know, watching baseball and just see how they're doing, because we're always cheering for them and, you know, wishing them the best.
Heard you're a bit of a baseball nut yourself and you watch a lot of guys. Who are some of the guys growing up that you pointed to and said, that's someone I want to be like?
Manny Machado, he's my number one, always will be my number one. Harper, Trout, it's like a bunch of guys who can do it all. You know, 5-tool guys, those are the kind of guys I kind of move towards. And now, like, I'm more into Bobby Witt, Ellie, Tatis, Acuna, like those kind of guys, because they're electric. They bring a lot of flair to the game, and they bring a lot of excitement. Like, fans pay to see that, so that's who I want to be. Like, I want to be that guy that fans pay to come to see.
You had a couple of electric base running moments last week in San Antonio, and early on in the series, you were thrown out at home plate trying to score from second on a sacrifice fly, but come back later in the series, and there's a couple of runs that you scored that I don't know if many other people can. What was that last week like for you with not letting that get you down later in the week?
Oh, it's just always been aggressive. That's the mindset that I have when I'm on the bases. I'm always trying to take the extra base, trying to get in the scoring position, get 90 feet closer to home plate for my guys, and just put a ball in play and I score a run. And, you know, those plays that happened, I scored on, just being aggressive, you know, feeling like I could score on that, so I'm just going to be aggressive no matter what. And whatever the outcome is, I'm going to live with that no matter what.
With Sebastian Walcott, last question for you, Sebastian. Obviously, a late start to the season. What are your goals, though, as the year rounds out?
Finish the year healthy. That's the big goal, finish the year healthy. No matter what happens, just, you know, just be thankful that I'm able to play this game again, and just give thanks to God that I'm able to just step on the field and just play with the guys once again.
All right, that's Sebastian Walcott here on the Cacique pregame show. Sebastian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.